Welcome to Breakthrough Radio, a global business radio show where smarter strategies deliver breakthrough results by adding an entrepreneurial touch driving today's profits. Now, get ready for three powerful breakthrough segments with Michelle Price.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, depending on where you're tuning into Breakthrough Radio from. This is Michelle Price here, where we're coming to you from the third coast of Houston, Texas today. And on Breakthrough Radio, we are celebrating 8 years of talking about how to master the inner and outer game of business. Well, it's time for our breakthrough tip with Don Cooper on the 5 E's of great customer service, so let's get at it. How are you doing today, Don?
I am wonderful, Michelle.
Well, I am ready. I've actually got my pen and paper over here so I can quietly take notes.
Well, I have long said that service is sales and sales is service. They are two sides of the same coin. You cannot have one without the other. So the stronger your service is, the better your sales will be. And there are five elements to really great, to exceptional, to extraordinary customer service. And they all begin with ease, just to make it easy to remember and to use. So I want to share these five E's with you. The first is enthusiasm. Would you rather work with a company in which people are kind of going through the motions like robots or zombies, or would you rather work with a company where the people are happy and excited to be there, where they're smiling, where they're happy to see you? One of the things that always ticks me off, one of my pet peeves, is when I'm shopping for groceries or office supplies or whatever, I'm in some retail store, as I'm checking out, I ask the person behind the counter how they're doing. And so often they say, I'm almost done with my shift, I'm ready to go home. And the thought that goes through my mind is, well, okay, I'm so glad I can be here to stand in the way between you and what you really want to do right now. That makes me feel special and wanted. So if your employees are saying things like that, then either you're hiring wrong, training insufficiently, or not taking good enough care of them. Very possibly a combination of two or three of those factors. And it's hurting your business because the more enthusiastic you are and your people are, the more enthusiastic your customers will be, the more they will want to buy from you, and the more they're going to want to return to you. The second E is engagement. Are your people really engaging your customers? An important point to make is that these five E's go for every step of the buying process. So this refers to service before the sale, service that is part of the sale, that is delivering a service to a customer, as well as service after the sale, taking care of somebody who has a problem, for example. So in each of these situations, the customer needs to be engaged. They need to be asked questions. They need to be talked with, not down to. So every person wants to feel valuable. Every person wants to feel special. Everybody wants to feel appreciated. And that starts with engaging them one-to-one. And that leads to the third E, which is empathy. People want to be understood. People want to know that their issues, their concerns, their problems are being heard so they can be dealt with. One of the things that really annoys customers is when they bring a problem to a company and the people don't seem to really care that it's a problem. It's important to understand that when a customer has a problem with your product or your service, there are really two issues. There's the physical problem, whatever's wrong, and there's the emotional problem. And it's critical to deal with both of those. And so it's necessary for you and your people to empathize with your customers. When you empathize with them, when you understand what their emotional state is, and you recognize, acknowledge that emotional state, you can then work with it. And you can help to resolve it to help your customer get to a much more positive emotional state. If that's before the sale, then they'll buy whatever you're selling. If it's after the sale, then they'll buy again. That's what we want, is to be emotionally happy, emotionally secure, emotionally satisfied, and that requires empathy. The fourth E is execution. When your product or service is being delivered, is it being delivered well? Is it being delivered properly? If somebody's bringing a product into you for repair, is the repair done correctly the first time? Is the product cleaner when the customer gets it than it was when the customer brought it in? If you're delivering a service, say web design or landscaping or whatever, is that service being done effectively? Is it being done in a way that makes the customer say, yes, that's exactly what I wanted? And then you can go to the fifth E, which is to exceed, specifically to exceed expectations. Because the reality is, if you simply meet a customer's expectations, you don't get any points for that. Because it's what they expected, what they paid for. So you did what you said you were going to do. Yay! You didn't suck. That's something. But when you really score points is when you exceed their expectations, when you go above and beyond the bare minimum. When you blow them away, that's when they come back to you. That's when they tell their friends about you. That's when they make Facebook posts and LinkedIn posts and Twitter posts and Instagram posts about you. And it doesn't need to be something huge. It can be something very small. I was once at a retailer and I needed change for the parking meter, and the person just gave me a quarter and said, here, you only need 15 more minutes. Little tiny things can blow away your customer. Notice how that's linked to empathy. Notice how that's linked to engagement. So when you integrate all of these E's into your service, you create an experience for your customer that is not bad, that's not acceptable, that's not satisfactory, but excellent, extraordinary, exceptional. That's what you're shooting for. When you hit that level of service on a consistent basis, your sales will increase considerably because people are starving for that kind of service. It's why the retailer that is the most profitable per square foot is Nordstrom, because they incorporate these five E's. The same with the Ritz-Carlton, the same with Lexus, the same with any organization that consistently delivers great results, like Amazon, like Tom's, like Southwest. There's so many companies that make it a point to take care of their customers, and they use these five E's. So remember to use each of these five E's: enthusiasm, engagement, empathy, execution, and exceed their expectations. When you ensure that your service embodies all five of these E's, not only will your service be excellent, so will your sales.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. We love our first Mondays. You do such a great job of helping us stay on point where we can do better with our sales. We just love that about you, Don.
Well, thank you very much, Michelle.